the Way of Love live. Show committed to bringing you positive stories and life-affirming messages.
Combined with enough inspirational music and satirical comedy to make it worth everyone's while.
With informative interviews and dynamic guests, we present the best of what our global community has to offer.
In a format we lovingly call short attention span theater, we combine vaudevillian styles with futuristic sound effects technology for maximum entertainment value.
Together we focus on the most important issues of the day by exploring informed and enlightened approaches wherever we can find them.
Using serialized fiction, we bring to life great stories from the past and sci-fi possibilities of the future.
Thank you for joining us in our multimedia foray into the positive possibilities of our planet.
Hang on, you never know what to expect.
Here we go. It's the Way of Love live.
This is MC Hager. We have a very special edition today. You're listening to KBCZ 90.1 FM.
T-minus 90 seconds and counting.
We're on the Discovery.
We're about 90 seconds to launch a Space Shuttle Discovery.
Space Shuttle Discovery was abandoned by NASA, along with all the shuttle programs this year. We at Way of Love decided to pick it up. We've created Way of Love 1, Spaceship Discovery.
DPS, we're going. Decode, go. Booster, go. Surgeon, got the
go. KBCZ, go.
And let's take a wait on GNC.
T-minus 60 seconds.
KBCZ is ready. 60 seconds. We have some special things to announce today.
Transferring to orbiter internal power at this time. Discovery is now running off its three onboard fuel cells.
Fuel cells, good. This is Discovery. Ready to go, and we're going to transfer to our third Rock from the Sun drive, the Hendrix Fusion Drive, after launch.
And we have a go for auto-sequence start. Discovery's onboard computers have primary control of all the vehicle's critical functions. T-minus 17 seconds and counting. 15. 12. 11. 10.
Okay, we're holding on. We're taking off. NASA, this is Discovery. We're hanging on. Radio station is shaking. We're headed out to space. All right, getting ready to launch the Hendrix drives for boost into the upper Earth atmosphere. Holding on. A lot of pressure. All right. Ignite. Ignite. Hendrix drives. This is a special rock and roll acoustic drive. Our entire spaceship has been upgraded. The Discovery now runs off rock and roll. We can go faster than ever. And in the next hour, we're going to take you around the Earth and orbit and play some of the classic rock of space. All right, we're going to solely Hendrix Drive now. Thank you, NASA. We're under our own control. Trying to push out to the atmosphere. What's this? I see something up ahead. What is it? It looks like a giant monolith. What is that? It's strange. It's blocking our way. We're going to have to blow our way through it. Okay, up the Hendrix Drive. Hendrix Drive is pushing us through the atmosphere. I'm seeing something strange. It's mystical, it's magical, it's expanding out in front of me. I don't know if we're going to get through it. Running these Hendrix drives as fast as I can. Fortunately, after this hour, after our orbit of the Earth, we're going to come back with our Deep Purple Descenders. Some magical technology. Acoustical technology traveling the universe. But what is this? This strange monolithic presence in front of us. It's rising up above us, all around us. Hendrix Drive going into standby as we reach the monolith. No, push Hendrix Drive. Get through the monolith. I've never seen anything so huge. What is it? It seems to be made up of 1,000 points of light. It's a huge monolith presence. It's causing turbulence. I'm flying into the atmosphere, but I can't make it. This monolith is all around me. It's... what? It's... space junk. It's... garbage. Everywhere, tiny pits circling the planet all around me. Huge monolithic presence. How can it be? Well, I guess I'll just have to blast our way right through. Hendrix drive on full. All right, we pass through the monolith. That was close. Well, we still have the Hendrix drive. It's working fine. All right. Oh, it's beautiful, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to relax up on our drive a little bit here. Third rock from this third stone from the sun. Going to pull back. We're entering orbit. All right. Standard operating procedures for our spacecraft are now taking over. Hendrix drive being released. All right. Everything is... systems go. Everything's looking good. We are now orbiting the planet. Coming up over the country. Looks beautiful up here, people. And as I look up, I see a wondrous sight. And it's the Christmas star. And this is one of the beautiful stories for today. Because we have an occurrence going on in the skies tonight, which hasn't occurred for almost 800 years. Known as the Christmas star, it's an alignment tonight of Jupiter and Saturn. I'm looking at it right now, folks, and it's gorgeous. You're going to have to get out tonight to see this, the brightest object in the sky other than the moon. I'm having troubles hanging on here, getting settled into our orbit, but we're making it. All of these sounds you hear, you know, you think space is silent, but all of your sounds come back at you. And we've developed that into a hyperdrive by using sound. And we found that the most powerful sound ever created is rock and roll. So as we control all of our various objects here, we use rock and roll to propel us to greater heights. And a lot of you know that rock and roll has been a central part of the space exploration era. And it becomes even more so as we go into this new era, defined by companies like SpaceX and Blue Origin. And we're going to be talking about their new space race. And as I orbit the planet, I'm going to be talking to you about space achievements that have been going on that are truly spectacular. And so we're glad that you're here to be a part of it, because we are exploring humanity's exploration of space using our rock and roll drive. And so, we've told you about the news, we've told you about the two planets in the sky aligning to create one bright, bright star. We're going to be telling you about more, but first, we're going to explore one of the best known space rock and roll oddities. Yes, this is an oddity. It's the Space Oddity by David Bowie. I have some stories about David Bowie, which I'll share after he goes out into space.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom.
Thank you.
Wavelength 1, formerly Spaceship Discovery, orbiting the Earth, all on behalf of KBCZ 90.1 FM. You're witnessing it live. Now, a lot of things have been going on in space exploration lately. Just yesterday, SpaceX launched a record 26 Falcon 9 rocket. That's right, just yesterday, for a top-secret classified National Reconnaissance Office satellite. It was a surprise late addition to SpaceX launch manifest. The satellite's builder and purpose are mysteries, reminiscent of the equally mysterious Zuma payload launched by SpaceX in January 2018. So there's some fascinating things going on, folks, and the race is not so much between countries as it is between companies this time. The new space race between standouts SpaceX and Blue Origin has been creating excitement, and it's getting to the point where it's like this science fiction of my youth. The way that they're actually exploring and the rockets they're using, they're starting to use like look like Flash Gordon, and in fact it's bringing the whole mythos of the Rocket Man front and center here in 2020. But we all know who the original Rocket Man was, and so staying in that classic rock, we're going to visit the original Rocket Man, Elton John.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight, 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out.
I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no.
going to be a long, long time. For most space travelers, it's a very long time. For us, it's just going to be another 40 minutes as we use our rock and roll drive to propel us across the orbit, one orbit of the Earth. Now, you may have heard me talk about that huge monolithic pile of space junk I had to blast through. That is, in fact, one of the primary obstacles, literally and figuratively, approaching any attempt to create a space program by any country or company, and that is having the ability to track every space piece, because you never know where that piece is going to be coming from. There's all manner of pieces of spent and rejected satellites, discarded satellites, spent rocket boosters, everything's out there. And you know, our rock and roll drive works on two thrusters. It's called stereo. And we're going to What's fascinating about all these space songs that we've been using is they play the stereo effect to the hilt. And here, for example, is how we play. I can pan left or right, and you can hear me as we listen to both channels. Each of these selections have wonderful sections of left and right stereo programming. They really go off the charts in terms of the psychedelia. Psychedelia is one of the essential components of the fuel. Now, it's been a very interesting week, as I've been saying, and one of the interesting parts of it has been a very unique transmission that was received in the Parkes Radio Telescope in New South Wales. This is something we've been waiting for a long time, as National Geographic reports. Astronomers searching for signs of life beyond Earth have spotted something strange. An as-yet unexplained radio signal appears to be coming from the direction of the star closest to the Sun. A small red star, roughly 4.2 light-years away, called Proxima Centauri. Yes, this is actually on National Geographic right now, folks. Adding to the excitement, at least two planets orbit this star, one of which might be temperate and rocky, like Earth. Breakthrough Listen, a decade-long search for alien broadcasts from the nearest million stars, was using Australia's Parkes Observatory to study Proxima Centauri when the team detected the conspicuous signal, which they dubbed BLC-1. The radio wave were picked up in observations made between April and May 2019. It's pretty expected that every now and then you'll see something weird, but this is interesting because it's something that's weird that we've been having to think about the next step, said Sophia Shake, a graduate student at Pensacola State University and the breakthrough team member leading the signal analysis. Now, just going on from myself, no longer off National Geographic, what's unusual about this signal is that it's a very narrow band. It's in the 950 hertz range, 950 millihertz, which is a very specific band that has been reserved here. We don't broadcast in this band because we don't want to create noise, and it's almost like somebody knew that. And that's one of the things that's unusual about it. It's most starbursts or other natural sources of radio signals are broadband, which means they're on all frequencies or a broad swath of frequencies. This is a very narrow one, and it's the one that we chose to keep clear. So is it us? Is it them? Is it aliens? Well, most scientists believe that it's some kind of interference from Earth, some kind of interference from the local space neighborhood, which could go out pretty far. This is our local space neighborhood. This is our closest companion. Maybe this is a lost space, lost Earth space exploration, a hidden early, who knows? It's certainly possible. A top secret program in the 60s known as Orion, using existing nuclear technology, designed a spaceship that could travel at a tenth the speed of light, which means it would approximately take them 40 to 50 years to reach Alpha Proxima. And there were even plans to build it in the 60s and some secret beliefs that it was built. Well, let's see, if they were traveling at a tenth the speed of light and they had to go 4.2 light years, that would take them... They'd be there now. Who knows? But this is a fascinating story, and we're going to be following it for you. Now, it might just be spacemen of another type. Who knows? There might be all kinds of type of spacemen out there. I know that I consider myself a spaceman. Well, here's the original rock and roll spaceman by The Byrds.
Woke up this morning with
That's the Birds. And interesting stereo work, like I was talking about. We're going to be hearing more of that sort of work. And we're going to be talking about some of the other things going on right now. You know, we're over the Earth. We're over Australia. We've come around Antarctica in our blast, and now we're going up to the other side of the planet. And it's interesting looking down because there was a bit of news from the outback in Australia, and this is from the Nature magazine. Asteroid dust was recovered from Japan's daring Hayabusa 2 mission. Scientists hope the dark grains from asteroid Ryuga will improve their understanding of their solar system's formation. That's from Nature magazine just in the last couple days. They went all the way to this asteroid. They landed a probe on it, blasted off again, and came all the way back to Earth and dropped a little bit what was left in the outback of Australia. And this was a great success, one of, for both the Japan Space Agency and for making sure that we get some understanding of these near-Earth orbit asteroids and what their secret is. Where were they formed? Why do they have their orbit that they do? And do they somehow endanger us? And also, to protect us from being endangered, the Japan team had a very careful hygienic schedule and a set of standards, because none of that material can be contaminated. They have to keep it in a perfectly sealed container, descend that through the atmosphere, and never in between that time can it be exposed to Earth, because they're trying to figure out what's on this asteroid, not what's on the Earth. So it's a fascinating program. So happy to see that Japan has been succeeding with their space program. And Japan and these other programs have been focusing on some different areas, because so much of their the time that NASA has spent has saturated certain things like and Mars exploration. And so the other space agencies are trying for things like Venus or asteroids, trying to fill in the gaps. And so congratulations to our fellow space explorers in Japan for bringing back a piece of that asteroid. Now, this sort of go out and get it and bring him back is, you know, there's a, I think a lot of people that would like to be a spaceman. But if I was anything, you know, I'm kind of a Western guy, and you know, my preference for music is rock and roll. Well, you know, this rock and roll is what's driving this ship. It's what is moving this horse along. Get along, little doggy. That's right. because I'm a space cowboy, just like Steve Miller. This is the Steve Miller Band with Space Cowboy. of the way they accompany all of their work in these space programs with the sound effects and the stereo effects. I wonder, where did I get that? Well, anyway, we're up here in orbit. This is a special edition of It's the Way of Love. We're on the Discovery Way of Love 1. You are listening to 90.1 FM KBC, Boulder Creek Community Radio. Also, kbcz.org. This is It's the Way of Love Live, and we are broadcasting live from outer space. We're using our rock and roll drive to power the fastest orbit of the Earth ever attempted. 1 hour, an entire orbit. Boy, we are streaking. We're coming upon China down below us. I can see China. And you know, there's been more interesting news coming out of China, and excuse me. The news is very important. You see, folks, there is a new space race. There is a new race out there. And so a committed group is doing a meditation tomorrow at the alignment at 1022, which is the actual solstice. And when Jupiter and Saturn are aligned, 1022 a.m. Pacific Standard Time tomorrow, there's a large meditation for peace going on. So you might just think about peace. You might meditate, you might pray, you could do whatever you like to do to have a consciousness of peace, because there is a new space race going on, and it does involve the moon. But it's not between Soviet Union and the United States. It's between private industry and public industry, that is communistic, as in China. This is from the AP just this last week. Chinese capsule returns to Earth carrying moon rocks. A Chinese lunar capsule returned to Earth on Thursday with the first fresh rock samples from the moon in more than 40 years, offering the possibility of new insights into the history of the solar system and marking a new landmark for China's rapidly advancing space program. The capsule of the Chang-5 probe landed just before 2 a.m. in the Shijiazhuang district of the Inner Mongolia region, the China National Space Administration reported. The capsule had earlier separated from its orbital module and performed a bounce off Earth's atmosphere to reduce its speed. That's what I'm going to have to do later with my deep purple drive. Before passing through and floating to the ground on parachutes, we're going to use our deep purple drive the whole way down ourselves. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to land. But you can see that the Chinese are replicating a lot of things that we did. They're taking a standing, and there's been a lot of congratulations of their work because they're building it from the ground up, literally, from the ground up to the moon. And the moon has been their very specific target. Well, so has NASA and Blue Origin and SpaceX. And what's interesting about the American attempt is that they're combining all of their attempts of different companies, so that Blue Origin is doing the lander, SpaceX is doing the launch. It's very interesting. And so we have another race to the moon. Of course, now rock and roll has been to the moon many times, and rock and roll has some things to teach us. So China, Blue Origin, SpaceX, listen up. It's time to listen to The Police about walking on the moon.
Giant!
Now, you know that we have some secret propellants that we use in addition to rock and roll. That's right, we're not averse to using comedy to spice things up, give it a little kick. And I'm going to need one now, and I'll tell you why. Because one of my outer space nemesi, Captain Jerk of the Booby Prize, is now orbiting nearby. I'm going to have to deal with them. I'm going to go into full cloak mode and enter into their ship to listen to Star Drek by Bobby Pickett and Peter Ferrara. All right, we're entering their zone. I'm entering the Starship Booby Prize. Full assimilation. Space. Successful.
The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Booby Prize. Its five-year mission, to sell t-shirts, toy phasers, plastic communicators, and anything else we can think of, to seek out new life in old plots and complications, to boldly go where everyone has gone before. Stardate 6935.2. We are in orbit around the planet Schwartz.
Engineering to Captain Jerk. Engineering to Captain Jerk.
Jerk here. What is it, Snotty?
Captain, the warp drive mechanisms are generating excess antimatter. The pods are overloading now. If it continues at this rate, I can't be responsible for the safety of the ship.
Don't have a spaz, Snotty.
Ah, but the whole ship's gonna blow itself to pieces, Jim.
I want answers, mister.
Well, I tried shoving a wiener on the warp drive, but it didn't do a bit of good. By the by, would you have a wee bit of mustard up on the bridge?
Mr. Schlock?
No mustard, Captain.
Analysis, Schlock?
It would appear that Lieutenant Snot is about to eat a wiener without mustard.
As always, your logic is impeccable, Mr. Schlock. However, I was referring to the emergency in the ship's warp drive.
I would say that the program is at too early a stage to permit solving any serious difficulties, Jim.
Recommendation?
Suggest you wait for further plot complication before undertaking corrective measures.
Logical, Mr. Schlock. Perfectly logical. Dr. McCoy?
I'm a doctor, not a scriptwriter!
Warning, this is a plot complication. Warning, this is a plot complication. Warning.
Plot complication showing up on ship's sensors now, Captain. I'm switching to visual.
What is it, Mr. Schlock?
Computer data's coming in now, Captain. It's just what we need. A colossal negative space wedgie of great power coming right at us at warp speed.
Mr. Lulu, commence evasive actions.
Yes, Captain Jack.
Evasive actions ineffective, Captain. The wedgie is turning with us and closing rapidly. Estimated time of impact, approximately 16.9 seconds. 15.
Bridge to engineering.
Snot here, Captain.
What's not there, Snotty?
I said Snot here.
Snotty, give me full power. Get us out of here fast.
I can't do it. The toilets are locked up into the warp drive. It'll take time to make me fast.
Time? Mr. Schlock?
One. Readings are off the scale, Captain. I have not encountered this phenomenon before. Damage report, Lieutenant Minora? Fascinating.
What is it, Mr. Schlock?
The force field seems to have passed through us and entered the surface of the planet Schwartz. Yet tricorder readings fail to indicate any such energy from the planet.
Opinion, Mr. Schlock?
Insufficient data, Captain.
Into the elevator, Mr. Schlock. Let's beam down to the planet's surface so I can find an alien to fall in love with before the program's over.
You usually do.
Ain't I something? Mr. Lulu, you've got the con.
Thank you, Captain Jack.
Elevator, transporter room.
I'm fine, how are you?
Elevator, I said transporter room.
I'm fine, how are you?
Oh, forget it. Elevator to engineering. Beam us down from here, Snotty.
Aye, aye, Captain, you're locked on coordinates now.
Energize, Mr. Snot.
Remarkable. There is no record of any such civilization as this on the planet Schwartz.
Look, Schlock, here comes a car, and feast your Vulcan squinties on that driver.
All out, Captain Jerk.
Want a lift, sailor?
As a matter of fact, I do. I'll say goodbye here, Mr. Schlock. Now you'll have what you always wanted, command of the booby prize.
And you'll have what you always wanted.
What's that, Mr. Schlock?
A bleach blonde in red convertible on Planet Schwartz.
Ain't I something? Well, say bye-bye to Starfleet Command for me, and I'll see you on Hollywood Squares.
Bye-bye, Jim. I thought he'd never go. Schlock to booby prize.
Schlock here, Mr. Schlock.
What's not there, Lieutenant Snot?
I said Schlock here, Mr. Schlock.
That's Captain Schlock.
I?
Make it one to beam up.
The booby prize in time. Escaped my nemesis, Captain Jerk. Well, he's down on the planet Schwartz anyway, so I don't have to worry about him. So, you know, that provided quite a boost, but we need some more rock and roll power now, and you know, there is discussion that maybe these tin cans aren't necessary to fly across the universe. In fact, while they were meditating in Rishikesh, the Beatles heard stories about Narada, the great space traveler of ancient Indian lore, who was able to travel across the universe as a beam of light, as a beam of intelligent, conscious photons. And this encouraged the Beatles to write and write. Originally, they went to India and Rishikesh to not spend time writing, but instead they wrote some of their best songs of their entire career. And so this is one of them, because John certainly did go across the universe, the Beatles.
Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind.
every spaceship, Way of Love 1. This is MC Hager. You're listening to KBCZ 90.1 FM. I said, you know, that there were stories that John was following about traveling on a beam of light. And a radio signal is a beam of light. And that leads us into our last discussion, and that is of the Arecibo Observatory in Puerto Rico. Sadly, this last week collapsed for good. This is from NPR.org. The Arecibo Observatory in Puerto Rico has collapsed after weeks of concern from scientists over the fate of what was once the world's largest single-dish radio telescope. Arecibo's 900-ton equipment platform, suspended some 500 feet above the dish, fell overnight after the last of its healthy support cables failed to keep it in place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a piece of iconic history in the science world. Arecibo, which has been featured in movies and documentaries, including Contact and the Bond films, was the bastion of radio science technology. And this is the technology we need to hear if we need to hear what's going on in the universe. And sadly, it will be missed. RIP to the Arecibo Radiological Observatory. And you know, that's the only way you can hear things from 2,000 light years from home. And in order to balance it out, we played the Beatles. Well, we're going to play the Rolling Stones, 2,000 light years from home. In the middle of it, we might have to reverse our drive into deep purple. Space trucking. So be aware, we're doing full rock and roll for our descent back into Boulder Creek as we come over the top of the planet. We are approaching the surface of the atmosphere, going through the space junk again. Lots of turbulence. We're going to be riding it out with the Stones in deep purple. And we'll be back next week for another episode of It's the Way of Love Live from Earth this time. This is Too Herring. All right, we're beginning our descent. We've been 2,000 light years away, at least in our mind. It's very lonely, so we're glad to be going home.
shift, pulling out the Rolling Stones drive. We're going to have to shift to full Deep Purple. NASA, we're coming in, transferring to Deep Purple drive. We're going to be space trucking. This is MC Hager coming in for our final approach to Boulder Creek on the Discovery. Here goes full Deep Purple space trucking drive. All right, big crowd. Everybody's been doing their part. We're coming in. We're going into our descent. It's been a fantastic exploration. I want to thank everybody involved for this trip around the world and space exploration with our rock and roll drive. This is MC Hager. You've been listening to It's the Way of Love Live. Wait, what was that? Oh, something comes across the path. Whoa, that looked like, that was crazy. That was, looked like a bunch of deer carrying a, not a sled, but a Cadillac. Huh, we're coming in for our full landing. I thought I just saw a bunch of deer carrying a Cadillac. What could it have been? Well, this is MC Hager. We're going to be signing out. And, I think I know what it was. Here we are, coming into our final landing. All right, we're going to lay off on the Deep Purple drive. No more space trucking. And coming into the final descent. Retro rockets burning. Hanging on. Yes, it was. It was. Chuck Berry on a red Cadillac with Rudolph. And with that, we land. Everybody claps. We've done our work. We've made it safely. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for sticking with us. We've done a great job. It's been a fantastic, fantastic exploration. Thank you, NASA. Thank you all for the support. This is MC Hager signing out. And we know exactly what happened. We had a run-in with a very special Santa Claus. Well, you better hurry and run, Rudolph. This is Mark Hager signing off with Run, Run, Rudolph by Chuck Berry.